we have to kind of move to the ones and zeros part. This is the one equation that Harry put up in his slides the other day. It's the only really the only equation you need to know in the entire class. And it's very simple, you know, just doubles every time. You know, if x is 1, y is 2. If x is 2, y is 4, right? 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, right? You can write it down if you want or figure it out anytime you want. It's really not very complicated. And that's the little curve. It, you know, it looks like the hockey stick curve. And the reason this equation is so fundamentally important is one of the most amazing things about digital technology is that for the last 40 years, the growth has followed that curve. And we don't see any reason for that to slow down in the coming years or perhaps even the coming decades. And we see this in lots of different ways. I mean, in 1956, you know, 50 years ago, IBM introduced the first big disk drive, and it sold for about $10,000 a megabyte, right? So can we just get some sense as to what that is in today's? What does a megabyte sell for now? Ballpark, anybody? Want to make pick a number? What do you think a megabyte? What?
A thousandth of a cent.
Yeah, I mean, or a thousandth of a cent. Thousandth of a cent. Yeah, because you can buy like a gigabyte for a buck or less, right? So, I mean, these things are really unbelievably cheaper than it was at that time. And processing power and capacity, they grow so rapidly that the things that you thought can't be done, just wait a minute, and they're going to be doable. This is my favorite graph of all of the ones. Let's see if you can see what this shows. So this graph shows, on the left, it's how much of a computer you can buy for $1,000, and on the bottom, it shows time. And it comes from a book by Ray Kurzweil. Ray Kurzweil invented the reading machine for the blind and the Kurzweil keyboard, you know, that Stevie Wonder plays. And you can see that we're getting pretty close to where for $1,000 you could buy a computer that has the same computing capacity as an insect brain. And it's only a couple of years after that that you get one that's the computing capacity of a mouse brain. And his forecast is that sometime around maybe 2025, for $1,000, I'm not talking about like you have to be the government to buy one of these. For $1,000, you buy a computer that has the same computing capacity as a human brain. And then if things keep doubling about 30 years after that, for $1,000, and you know, you'll all be around then, or we hope, you'll buy for $1,000 a computer that has the computing capacity of all of the brains of all of the people on the earth. So when we think about what these machines will be able to do, it's really unimaginable. So you know, we all have laptops, and you could all imagine what your laptop would be like if it were five times faster. I mean, it would boot up faster. You know, you could click on things faster. But what would it be like if it were a million times faster? We have no clue. I mean, I don't care how smart you are. You can't even think about something like that. And that's really why it's important to learn this stuff, because your lives will be shaped by it and you'll be in positions of power and responsibility.